Hold your papers up
high. Good morning and welcome to Voices in the Valley, where we celebrate the creative spirit and nurture the art of storytelling. It's the first Saturday of the month, and that means it's time for the next episode of Hashtag Hush Podcast. Join us now for episode 7, Silence, Can You Hear Me? You can find out more about Hush by Googling Hashtag Hush Podcast, following us on Facebook and Twitter under Hashtag Hush Podcast, or going online to theshireonline.com. Now enjoy episode 7, Silence, Can You Hear Me?
Thanks to Hannah's Homemade Heaven's Bakery for the caramel rolls, cinnamon rolls, donuts, and pastries they donated to the Hush audio drama team. Hannah's Homemade Heaven's Bakery, where there is no taste like homemade. Hannah's Homemade Heaven's Bakery can be found on Facebook or at 117 Churchill Street West in Stillwater, Minnesota.
Hashtag Hush Podcast is supported in part by Huntington Learning Center. Huntington tailors each tutoring program to fit the unique needs, academic goals, and schedules of their students. Study resources can be found on HuntingtonHelps.com.
Hashtag Hush Podcast is supported by the Water Street Inn. Modern amenities blend with historic details in Stillwater, Minnesota's only waterfront hotel. The Water Street Inn offers river views, Victorian suites, queen-size beds, double whirlpool baths, and gas fireplaces. Period furnishings and an original tin ceiling reflect the ambiance of yesteryear. While in Charlie's restaurant, chefs prepare a wide menu, and in Charlie's pub, live music plays every weekend. Located in the heart of Stillwater's historic district, the Water Street Inn is near shops, wine bars, and restaurants. Online, Water Street Inn can be found at waterstreetinn.us.
Hashtag Hush Podcast, supported by Valley Bookseller, Stillwater's very own independent bookstore, offers everything book-related. Located on North Main Street, Valley Bookseller displays a wide range of titles and genres and offers many monthly literary opportunities, including Totally Criminal Cocktail Hour, Writers on Writing, book clubs and book club discounts, author visits, and book signings. Digital audiobooks are also available, as well as the option to buy titles online at valleybookseller.com. Valley Bookseller. Great books, great people. ValleyBookseller.com.
Hashtag Hush Podcast is an original production of The Shire. Connect into creative writing classes, writing clubs, and other opportunities at theshireonline.com. To sign up for Hush updates, become a Hush ambassador for your school, or to find out more information, email steph@theshireonline.com.
You're listening to WXYZ Radio, 1220 AM. Next up, Happy Hounds with Trainer Terry. Obedience tips for the self-actualized dog.
Ah, home sweet home. At least for now. I think I'm gonna do it, Beef. Edelin is my hometown, but I think it's time to spread my wings. If Chief Boo needed me to stay, I think he'd make it clear.
The following is an important announcement from the emergency broadcast system. This is not a test.
Oh no, Happy Hounds!
Citizens of Edelin and the surrounding area, please listen carefully. I am your chief of police. Given the recent disappearances of both Violet Thatcher and Gracie Gerber, the police force has decided to implement important regulations to keep everyone safe.
Oh boy, this is important. Wait, Chief Boo never told me about this.
Going into the woods near the North Portal Caves is extremely dangerous and highly unadvised until the danger is past. As usual, entrance into the North Portal Caves is completely prohibited. Any person who enters the restricted area will be treated with immense suspicion and held for an indeterminate amount of time. We will also be enforcing a curfew of 9 p.m. every evening, excluding travel to and from work. Please be in your homes for the night by this time. The curfew will lift at 6 a.m. If you are out at all, we at the Edelin Police Department advise you to travel in groups. Make sure that someone knows where you are at all times. The force will be asking for adult volunteers to join the search for any clues that might help us find the missing people. If you notice any suspicious activity, please contact the police immediately. That will be all.
The previous has been an announcement of the emergency broadcast system. We will now return you to your program.
Volunteers? Why doesn't he ever let me help if he's so short-staffed? When I leave, he'll see how much he needs me and you, Beef. Right?
Welcome back, dear listener.
Edelin has quickly become a dangerous place to be. Last month, we saw glimpses of how each of our four protagonists are handling Gracie's disappearance. Interspersed with police interviews, we caught a deeper look into each of their lives, nearly 9 months before the occurrence. We also encountered a shocking secret about Andromeda's grandmother, Violet Thatcher. She was the one who caused the disappearance of Andromeda's parents. She accidentally killed them. With Soda destroyed and Andromeda's little friend Finn dead, a deeply disturbing pattern is emerging. Andromeda still doesn't know who has been committing these terrible crimes. But you and I do, dear listener. The duo made up of Vega and Marcel have been destroying particular boxes and releasing the chaos inside of them, effectively destroying the world that the box came from. Unfortunately, many things remain shrouded in mystery. Hopefully more things will become clear to you today.
Vega, where were you?
Sorry, I was checking on the little girl. Violet will keep an eye on her while we're gone.
Ready to go then?
Sure, but I like it here. Mary's a nice world.
Yeah, I'm glad we don't have to destroy it.
Yeah, me too. Well, are you ready to go? Let's get this over with.
Yeah, we're set. I've got the camera.
Don't break it.
I'm not gonna break.
Come on. The sooner we go, the sooner we can get this over with. Back in Edelin.
Ugh, this is so annoying. Why can't we just go straight to the other world?
Because Edelin is the hub. It's what connects all the universes together, idiot.
I know that. Doesn't make it any less annoying.
Let's just go.
Leaving so soon, and here I thought I'd be entertained for a while.
Huh?
Give me a second, woman!
No, wait, did you say something?
I said, give me a second. There are a lot of pictures to sort through on this camera.
No, before that.
No.
Hmm.
Oh, it's hard to tell in this photo, but this is the world we're looking for.
You found it? You're sure it's Gayabe?
You think you're clever.
Do you hear that?
What?
Nothing. I thought I heard something.
You thought right.
You know what, Marcel? You go on ahead and I'll catch up.
You sure?
Yeah, I want to make sure no one else is listening to us.
All right. See you on the flip side.
Hello?
Hello, Vega.
Who are you? Where are you? And why couldn't Marcel hear you?
I am speaking in your mind.
What? How? What do you want?
I am Silence.
Silence? Hang on. You're Gatekeeper.
Ah, sweet recognition. At least inhabitants of other worlds aren't as dumb as the simpletons in Edelin.
So, you're Gatekeeper and I'm a candidate? Is that why you're talking to me?
One of many reasons.
Wow, okay. It's an honor, sir.
Cut the flattery. It doesn't impress me.
So, it's true. You really don't have a body.
No. Why do I need one?
I don't know where to look.
Try rolling your eyeballs in the back of your head.
What do you want from me?
That depends on what you can offer me.
Do you want to make a deal or something? Is this about the trials?
The trials are irrelevant to this conversation. I'm far more interested in your present pastimes with your cherished friend.
Marcel isn't a cherished friend.
And yet you knew who I was referring to. Regardless, we have more important things to discuss. Tell me more about Violet.
Wow, Rachel's deck is huge.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be all right, yeah? We just have to get it over with.
Maybe I could just wait until she gets home. She's getting back later today. I could
Ben, calm down. All you have to do is tell her what happened, okay?
Oh, okay. I can do this.
Hello?
Hello. Miss Deborah, it's me, Ben.
Yes. Ben.
I'm really sorry.
Please, tell me what happened to my baby girl.
Rachel got home and she sent the girls in to wash the chalk off their clothes. I thought they'd be fine just for a minute while I walked with Rachel.
Did you see who took her?
I got distracted and I stayed away longer than I meant to. They went to the caves. I'm so sorry.
How could you let them go in the cave?
Please, I'm so sorry. I never thought anything like this would happen.
We know, Ben.
I understand there was no harm meant, Ben, but still.
I know. I'm so, so sorry.
You do understand. I won't ever give you a job again, right?
I know.
It's okay, Ben. It wasn't your fault.
What's done is done. Please, just don't cause any more harm. Let them find my little girl.
I'll help in any way I can.
I'd ask you to help comfort Tessa, but given the circumstances...
I'm sorry.
I don't even know what to say. I'm so torn up. I'm disappointed, Ben. I'm scared for Gracie.
I know.
No, don't know.
I know. I mean, I'm sorry. Look, I promise I won't stop until I find her.
No. You've done enough, Ben. I mean, please, just let the police find her.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, Ben.
Just tell the kids I'm at the airport right now. I'm getting home as soon as I can.
Of course.
Got to go. Goodbye, Ben.
Goodbye.
We have to do something about Gracie. The curfew can't stop us.
Actually, I think it can.
Shut up, Watson number two. The only reason you're in my kitchen is because you were with me when Tessa showed up, and now we're stuck in this mess.
Hey, is Andy hugging Ben? What's happening?
Gross! Stop looking out the window.
Hey, guys.
Here, Ben, sit down. Do you want tea?
Ben, did you talk to my mom? What did she say?
Yeah, I don't really want to talk about it.
Did she yell at you?
He said he doesn't want to talk about it.
Well, we can't just stand around doing nothing. What's the plan here?
Maybe we should sit back and let the police handle this. We don't know what we're dealing with.
We know more than they do.
What, so you think you can just take these people on?
Whoever they were, they took Gracie. And they probably took my grandma, too. I'm done with people disappearing from my life. I'm going.
So where do we start looking?
Ben, you want to help? I mean, we know where Gracie is.
She did not go through a portal into another universe.
How do you know?
Because that's impossible,
Andy. If you came with me, you'd believe it.
What, to the caves?
Yeah, it's like a spy mission. We can make it if we go now. Mr. Gerber's at the police station. Mrs. Gerber isn't home yet, and Tessa, she's being watched by Mrs.
White.
White. I doubt there'll be many police at the caves, probably just a guard. We can sneak around and look for clues.
Great. Just great. My sister is gone, and our only plan to find her is going into a creepy old cave.
Rachel, please. It's our only shot at getting her back. We have to get her back.
Don't you think I know that?
Well, then come on, let's go.
And if Andy's wrong, this way we'll know for sure.
It makes sense.
You too? Just when I thought you weren't completely annoying. Fine. Let's just get this over with quickly and then find Gracie.
Thank you.
I'm not doing it for you.
You'll see. I know you will.
Okay, team, listen up. Gru and Drew are guarding the caves now. Mary Lou and Stu have returned to update us. Mary Lou, you're up.
When I was in the caves, I remembered something from when I interviewed Zachary Morris.
What is it?
He was talking about Andromeda. I remembered because he said she went to the caves. He told me she was hearing voices. Quote, telling her things she didn't know otherwise.
Maybe she just needs a therapist.
She's living with a therapist.
That's all well and good, but how is it relevant to our task right now?
Well, I was wondering, if this voice was telling her to go to the caves...
Look, we can talk about Andromeda's questionable mental state later. People are in danger. We need to solve this case and find our missing people.
Whoa!
Yes, Stu. Everyone, we have a very quick announcement. Today is Stu's last day on the force. They'll be taking another job in Menominee.
What? I think it's such a cute dog, though.
So, you made up your mind, then?
Yep, that I did.
Stu, would you like to say anything? Quickly?
Yes. Okay, so as we all know, we've spent a lot of time together, and it has been quite the adventure.
and I want to cherish each and every experience we've had.
Has he got a whole speech prepared?
Thank you, Officer Stu. You can shed tears and reminisce later, when we don't have two missing people to find.
But what about my personal letters for everyone? I thought I could read each one.
Time to investigate the caves. Look for any evidence that could link Gracie's disappearance to Violet's or lead us to them. This will be our second time in the caves, people. We'll do a more extensive search of the surrounding area. In and out. Safe.
Yes, Chief.
Let's move out.
It's light out, but the woods still feel super creepy.
That's because we're not supposed to be here, genius.
Zach, Rachel, be quiet. Someone might hear us.
Nobody's gonna hear us, Andy. No one is even smart enough to think of this.
No one is even dumb enough to think of this.
There's the cave.
Shh, you idiot.
The cops will hear you.
Dang, Abbott. Officer Drew's guarding the entrance of the cave.
Oh, sure. Don't worry, Andy. No one else is smart enough to think of this. Well, obviously not, because there are police everywhere!
Am I the only one starting to get second thoughts about this?
We can't give up now. I'm not crazy. You have to believe me.
Well...
all we have to do is distract Officer Drew and sneak past him. Oh, I know. Rachel, you go over there, come out of the woods, and start to sob.
What?!
Officer Drew is gonna feel bad for you, and he'll come to see what's wrong. Meanwhile, the rest of us will...
Drew, come quick. They found a girl in the caves.
Well, I guess that's one way to do it.
Let's go then, before they come back.
Man, I haven't been in here in years.
Really? I came in here last year on a dare.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm pretty sure I sleepwalked here one time.
Yeah, well...
Hey, hush! Guys, do you hear that? Voices!
The cops!
Moo is with the girl. Drew, we need you to explore that passage. Quickly, see if anyone else is in here. Spread out, people.
Down this way, quick! Wait!
Another cop? Quick, hide, here.
Ignore him. Listen.
You know, I'm new here in town. I just wanted to see what the whole deal about these caves was. Let me go with a warning this time, officer. Please? I promise I won't go near the caves again.
I don't think so, honey. You should have heard the broadcast this morning. There's no excuse.
You don't need to detain me. Really. It won't happen again.
You! Andy?
What are all you kids doing here? How'd you get in? Is this some sort of prank?
I'm getting out of here, and you're not telling anyone you saw me.
What? 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 Let go! Whoa!
Hey, get back here!
Where'd they go? They just... disappeared!
What's going on? What's happening?
If you stopped hiding, maybe you wouldn't have to ask. You can come out of that crevice now.
Oh, okay.
That girl, she, and the cop, they...
That solid wall. She just pulled the cop and whoosh, gone. What happened?
Who is here?
That girl, Vega, and a cop.
Vega? No, that can't be right. You probably have the wrong girl. Vega doesn't have anything to do with it.
She took the cop through the portal.
There is no portal.
Come here, over by the wall. Take my hand, Ben. Rachel, take his other hand, and Zach...
I will not hold Ben's hand.
We don't have time for that. We need to follow them.
Why do we need to hold hands?
Just do it, okay?
Hush!
Quick, let's go.
Let's go home.
They'll see us if we go back. I trust Andy.
Time to head back to the station. Drew, you've got the first shift regarding the cave entrance.
Take my hand, Rachel.
I hate you.
Hey, where's Moo?
Zach, please!
I'm not getting left behind.
What the...
The boss made this camera seem like it would be a lot more helpful. Look at us now. We're lost in this forest. I swear I've seen that same pine tree 8 times.
Come on, Vega, cheer up. Look at how beautiful Gayab is. All the evergreens marching like soldiers. Smell the scent. There is no way that you can tell these trees apart.
It's hard to appreciate nature's beauty when you're this cold.
If I had it my way, we wouldn't even be out here at all. I don't understand why we have to find Gayabe's box when we still need to destroy Tolva.
Because you're too lazy to figure out the frequency to Tolva's box. You should have completed it by now. Violet wanted us to destroy Tolva right after Soda. And now, thanks to your ineptitude, we're stuck looking for Gayabe's box.
I got a couple of notes composed.
A couple out of how many?
Look, Vega, you gotta trust me. I'm beginning to feel inspired about Tolva. The song will come to me.
Sure. Just make sure it comes quickly.
Don't worry. It'll be no time before everything in Tova is dead. I bet you $10 it'll happen before we find the box for this world. Come on, Vega. It's a good deal. Vega?
Huh? Oh, sorry. I was just thinking.
About?
Well, why are we destroying Tova?
Because I found the box.
Well, I thought we were only supposed to destroy worlds that were bad.
Yeah?
So, what did Tova do wrong?
Huh? What did they do wrong? I don't know. It's obviously not a great place if all the dominant species fought each other to extinction. It's not like there are even that many beasts left.
But maybe that's a good thing. The survivors can start over peacefully.
Yeah, like, rest in peace.
What? That's not... Never mind. It doesn't matter. We should keep searching. Show me the photo again to remind me of what we're looking for. I don't want to miss the location of the box.
Fine.
How is it raining inside the caves?
We're not in the caves anymore, are we?
That's impossible. We are nowhere near the entrance.
This is so cool. The sky's gray, but the light is changing. The sun's setting or rising. Wait, it's raining and we can see the sun?
This is so stupid. This is a trick, isn't it, Andy?
This is no trick. You're in a world called Tova.
It's no trick. We're in a world called Tova.
Glad to see you're still crazy.
What happened to the cops?
This is weird. Where did all the sirens go?
I told you already. Sota was destroyed.
But if it's gone, what is this?
Andy?
It's another world. One you haven't seen yet.
There are more?
Have you listened to anything I've told you?
Andy, who are you talking to?
Nobody. Nothing.
Good luck convincing them of that.
Is it that voice inside your head again?
Look, you guys have to believe me. We're not in Edelin anymore. We're not in Minnesota. We're somewhere else. Tova.
Looney Tunes.
I believe her.
All I know is I'm soaking wet and I don't see my sister.
Yeah, but look what you do see.
The sky is now orange?
I've never seen plants like these before.
For one so tall.
I told you, this isn't Earth.
Then how are we breathing?
Guys, over there. See?
What is that?
It's a baby.
A baby what?
I don't know, but it's adorable.
It looks like a triceratops and a unicorn had a baby.
Looks kind of ugly to me.
Can we keep it?
I don't think so. There it goes.
No, don't run away. I love you.
I think it was a dinosaur.
Dinosaurs are extinct, Andy. How could one be alive now?
I don't know, okay? Try asking Silence.
Silence? Like...
Pretend I never said that.
Is Silence a person?
Not quite human.
He's nothing.
Andromeda, you insult me.
Shut up.
Nobody said anything.
He's the voice inside your head, isn't he?
For once, you found a friend with some brains. Perhaps he even deserves the Sherlock title.
Maybe. Ow! Ben, what?
Silence! Can you hear me?
Stop it, Ben!
My name is Ben Williams!
Ow. I rescind my previous statement.
Ben, I think you're hurting her.
Stop, okay? It doesn't work like that. He can hear you just fine when you talk normally.
Oh, he can?
This is so fake!
I'm not lying!
If you were still in the caves, I would be able to speak with him directly.
He says he could talk to you for real in the caves.
That's really creepy. Andy, what if this voice is causing all the missing people?
What? No! That's not right! Silence is helping me figure out where to find my grandma. Right, Silence?
Of course.
See? It's all fine.
Did he answer you? I didn't hear him. Why can't I hear him if he can hear me? That's not fair.
Look, can we please just get out of the rain?
Yeah, sure. I think the portal is over here.
Do we need to hold hands again?
Unnecessary.
I don't think so.
Dang.
Wanted to hold hands with Rachel?
Something like that.
Ew, gross!
Come on, guys.
So, we're back in the Edelon Caves again, right? The rain's gone.
Everything's quiet. Are the cops still here?
Andy?
What is it?
Look, I still think you're crazy, but if we can find Gracie wherever we were, I'll play along.
Thank you.
Yeah, whatever. I think I may even have an idea.
Hey, guys! I think the cops are gone! Oh, dang, Officer Drew's still guarding the entrance. How are we gonna get past him?
Leave this to me.
Silence? You won't talk to them?
Not yet. I believe they need time to process what they have seen today.
That's unusually kind of you.
Kind? You mistake me for someone else. I simply don't want them to break. They're the only ones keeping you from breaking.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Andy?
Coming!
Beef, I think that's all of it. That was my last mission on the force. You're right, Beef. We can come back anytime. No one came to say goodbye. Well, Beef, let's get you in your car seat. Come on, curl up on the blanket. That's a good girl.
Stu.
Mary Lou.
You're heading out then?
Yep, I got the go-ahead from Chief Boo.
Alright then. It was nice having you as a partner, Porkchop.
Are you gonna get a replacement?
Who knows? After Juju, then you. Maybe I shouldn't have another partner.
This isn't your fault.
Sorry we were so tough on you.
I know you didn't mean it.
Yes, well... Alright, Stu. See you around. I'll watch after the town while you're gone.
Keep everyone safe.
Will do. Bye, Beef.
Goodbye, Mary Lou.
Goodbye, Stu.
It seems that soon Rachel and Zach will have no choice but to believe Andromeda, dear listener. Today, Andromeda and her friends visited the caves to test the portal, where they see Vega and follow her through. Once they arrive in another world, Andromeda finally understands that the portal can lead to an enormous number of unique universes. This place, called Tulva, is her second encounter with a world other than her own. And the first didn't go very well now, did it? For the others, however, this is the first. And while Ben is enthusiastically supportive, Zach and Rachel still have their doubts. To make matters even more tricky, a curfew has been employed by the Edelin police. The friends will have to learn to cooperate to avoid getting caught as they continue their search for Gracie. One thing is certain, however. The friends will no longer be thwarted in their attempts by a certain officer. He and his dog Beef are leaving Edelin for a new adventure with Trainer Terry. It is time to wish a fond farewell to our beloved, bumbling Officer Stu. Until next month, dear listener.
Back in the day, food was more genuine somehow. It still is at Wayback Burgers. We use only fresh, authentic ingredients with made-to-order burgers and creamy hand-dipped milkshakes. At Wayback, things are as they were, only better. Taste freshness, America. Wayback Burgers.
Wayback Burgers now delivers through DoorDash. That's right. Wayback's fresh, authentic ingredients prepared and delivered to you at home through DoorDash. Wayback Burgers in Woodbury. Taste freshness, America.
I'm sure glad you're my sister, Addie.
Yep, you're my best buddy.
Mom says you were their little surprise. What would we do without you?
Well, you'll probably get your own gum.
Yeah, that's true, but you're worth it.
Hello, my name is Carrie. I work with Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives to abortion or needs post-abortion assistance or would like to support the life-saving work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or check us out online at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America, educational, non-political, and tax-deductible.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception. Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard
people. Come experience the all-new Buick at Stillwater Motors. Hurry in and save on select 2017 Buick LaCrosse models. Get 0% APR for 72 months, plus $2,000 finance bonus OAC. Redun's family owned since 1922. Call 651-439-4333 or go to stillwatermotors.com.
Stillwater Motors, good people to know.